What's going on, guys? It's your girl, Cece, and welcome to this episode of From the Mind of Cece. So I'm hoping everybody is good. Yes, I have missed you guys so much. I haven't heard from you. Well, I'm talking like I'm sitting down next to y'all, but, you know, I just feel intimate with you, and I haven't really been able to do the podcast every week. But, you know, I switched it to bi-weekly, which has ended up being good for all my other entities and all the other things I have to do. And it's also been helping with the numbers, give each episode a chance to mature and grow. So I don't know about you, but in New York, it is a heat wave this weekend. So if you hear the background, you hear humming noise, yes, that is my air conditioner. No, I'm not cutting it off to do this broadcast because it is 92 degrees right now. And I'm sorry, honey. I don't like the sweat. I like the AC on. So you're going to hear the humming and you're going to deal with it and you're going to listen to it and you're going to love me. Well, hopefully you're going to love me. I hope you love me and you're going to listen. So I have been out and about ever since this phase 3, been lived in New York, you know. If you live in New York, you know, some things are not back to normal, but we have some type of normalcy. It's outdoor dining, things that's outdoors, certain things. You know, I was able to go to Atlantic City in New Jersey, walk on the boardwalk, you know, have a nice little weekend away. You know, I didn't do anything crazy because I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but I did post a video of what the tables look like. Yo, it's like a bank teller. It's like the glass is between you and the dealer. It's kind of crazy. So you're like in a booth. You know, when you go to jail, you the old school jail video. I don't know because the jails, I only went to Rikers to visit people, but I never went upstate to visit anybody. But you know how when they have the isolation, you sitting there with the booth and all that. You know, it's just crazy. It's crazy. So I didn't really go to the table. I only did the one-armed bandits. I only did the slot machines. So in the slot machines, you know, that's easy. You could easily make sure that you're good on that. You know, I sprayed it down with Lysol before I used it, and I used gloves. So I just wanted to make sure I was good. You know, the casinos also were really good. They, I saw people going around wiping down the machines as well. So it was good. It was good. They, you know, they surveyed people before they even came in, asked them if they had any symptoms, all kinds of greatness, and it was great. I had a good time. I kept safe. You know, the dining, all the indoor dining was closed in Atlantic City, all of it. Only takeout and outdoor. So the boardwalk was cool. Of course, you could walk on the boardwalk. You know, that was cool. I just was able to have a different scenery, you know, because it's been cooped up. It's been a little crazy. But on to the main course. So me looking at what happened with Nick Cannon, I don't know if you guys know, but Nick Cannon is absolutely one of the people I look up to business-wise, even before this incident. I mean, even before he started really preaching for Black Lives Matter and all these things like that, being a strong voice in the community, I've been looking up to him when people were saying he was still corny, okay? Y'all just now getting on the wave of Nick Cannon, but I've been on the wave of Nick Cannon, all his other accomplishments, all the other things he has done. And mind you, he was still going to take college courses, everything, while he still was doing all his other businesses and being a dad. It's great. I always had a lot of admiration for Nick Cannon. And unfortunately, his views for the anti-Semitic remarks, you know, a lot of people, other people not in our community, were up in arms about it. Unfortunately, he lost a Wildin' Out, which he had for years. Well, he hosted or had on Viacom for years. But it was crazy to me that he didn't own Wildin' Out. It's sad that we're no longer going to have it. And he mostly stuck by his words in the beginning. He was just saying, I said what I said. But then after a while, he ended up backing down and apologizing. I mean, I understand that he doesn't want to totally be blackballed by the powers that be. He was talking about the Rothschilds and all that, and I do agree. If you do some research on the Rothschilds, they do own a lot of this world and country, especially this country. So you can't go bashing the Rothschilds and expect to have a flourishing career in the public or in anything mass. So I understand why he may have backed down to it, but it was kind of sad to see that he did have to back down. I mean, the Masked Singer didn't let him go. They kept him, which I'm happy about. But his Wildin' Out, which was his baby because he had it forever, he unfortunately lost. You know, I'm hoping that maybe he could change the name, because it's crazy that Viacom owned the name Wildin' Out. Why he didn't trademark it and keep it for himself, I don't know. But unfortunately, it might not be called Wildin' Out anymore. Hopefully he takes it to another network. You know, I heard Diddy was talking about Revolt for him to take Wildin' Out there, maybe name it something else. But I'm hoping that he'd be able to bounce back from it. But thinking about Nick Cannon and thinking about what's going on with him made me want to do an episode about being a business owner. And as me having businesses, I definitely wanted to talk about my startup, my struggles with it. So yes, it's going to be an episode of just me and you, just us two. So I will be back to talk about that after this break. Closer to my dream.
This is Baby Boy Jay, and you are now tuning in from the mind of CC.
Hey guys, so I'm back and I'm here to talk about businesses. What struggles and les struggles that I have been through so far. Triumphs and trials and tribulations, downfalls, whatever have you. You know, with any business, you gotta fall down, get up, fall down, get up, fall down, fall down. It's more from what I've seen or heard from other business owners. And I've also listened to other successful business owners, and I follow a lot of successful business owners. You know, Big Booty Judy, I love her. And of course, Super Sin, and you know, the other major black-owned businesses that I do follow. Of course, I love King Ashley Ann. I listen to her. Of course, my coach. I listen to my coach, Dallas Gordon. And I have a couple other people that I look up to and I follow and I go to for advice. But they all have that same message of Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, you might have some failures, but you got to keep grinding. It doesn't just happen automatically. It doesn't just happen overnight. So my thing is, when I first started, my first business or the first thing that I wanted to do was nails. I started off with nails. I had a friend that used to do my nails, of course, but I also had another nail tech too. So when they weren't available, sometimes I would have to wait 2 to 3 weeks to get my nails done. And I necessarily do not like to wait. Mama likes her nails done. So I'm gonna tell you the contrast about it now, which is crazy, because now that I actually know how to do nails, my nails sometimes go undone, which is crazy because I would never go without my nails being done. But now that I do nails, it goes without being done. But anyway, that's fast forward to this day. So fast forwarding back to what I'm talking about. So I started practicing and I got licensed and I said, you know what, I want to do nails. So that was going to be my business. Then I started to I love getting my lashes done. Now that's one thing that's always done is my lashes. I used to get my lashes done by my girl Ebony. Hey Ebony. But she moved further out. She's out in Suffolk now. I ended up moving back to Brooklyn eventually, but I always was in Nassau. And it was hard, you know, to do all that. And I actually always loved the craft and I always loved how pretty they looked. So I said, you know what, let me invest in myself and start taking some classes, start getting certified and licensed or whatever in that nature. So I started taking classes, took some classes, I took some education on that, and I started doing lashes. So I said, okay, boom, here I am. I'm a brand. I do nails, I do lashes. Let me make sure this is trademarked with the LLC. And let me tell you something, not to bash LegalZoom, but they dead wrong for not telling you that when they first sign you up, yes, they charge you the 99 cents to be their registered agent. But after that first year, they're going to charge you $400 to be the registered agent. That's later on down the line. If you want to know more about that, you can always ask me. But, you know, you sign up for your LLC, you get your LLC. You get yourself your tax ID and everything. Of course, you get your EIN for you could file for your taxes. All that paperwork has to be done, especially your LLC, before you even touch anybody. Because God forbid something goes awry, you want to be covered. You don't want to be just an illegitimate business. You want to be a legitimate business. You want to be out there in these streets. Represent yourself correctly. So, you know, that takes money. Of course, you know, it's not cheap. I did unfortunately have to dip into some funds to do it, but I did it. I mean, it's something that I did because it's something that I wanted to do. I wanted to have my own business. I always had a second hustle. I always had a main job, a regular 9-to-5, and a second hustle. So I said, you know what? Instead of doing other things, working for other people for my second job, why don't I work on a business, my business, as the other job? Because you always have to fund the dream. Some people always say, oh, quit your job fully and do your business. But I've heard from other business coaches this too. Don't be ashamed to work your 9-to-5 to fund your dream. You can't just quit your job and just jump into business. It doesn't just happen overnight. Some people are fortunate to have that luxury, but they built their brand first. They were a brand before they became a business. So if you're not a brand first, which was me, and I'm in that category, if you're not a brand first and you're creating a brand, I don't think you should quit your 9-to-5. You definitely should not quit your 9-to-5. Your 9-to-5 funds your dreams. Work on leaving your 9-to-5, of course, if you want to, but have a plan in motion. So that was my plan in motion. Have the 9-to-5, funding the dream, did the LLC, everything's legit. But when I first started, I did not have a brand. I did not know anything about marketing. I did not know how to get myself out there. I figured, oh, I'm up for business. I'm just going to throw a post on and people are going to just start booking with me. Doesn't work that way. So I started doing small pop-ups. Mind you, I'm hurt right now that I really can't do too many pop-ups because of what's going on. Because I love pop-ups. I love meeting people. I love talking about my business. That's a lot of customers that I did get came from pop-ups. Pop-ups are the shiznai, okay? They're great. You get to network yourself. Even if you don't make as much sales, you still networked. You got somebody face-to-face to talk to about your business. You gave them your card. You tell them about what's going on. You know, so a lot of the times I did pop-ups before I even did the products. I did pop-ups just to talk about my brand, just to talk about who I was. I had a laptop. I had pictures of work that I've done, and I had my business cards. So after I started doing that, I was like, you know what? I should really have products for these pop-ups because I'm just sitting here spending $50 to $100 for a table to hand out cards and to promote myself. I should really start having products. So I said, what am I passionate about? And mind you, I should have said that from before. Don't do anything you're not passionate about because you'll get tired of it. Because when you do a regular 9-to-5, you come home and you look at your phone or your computer or both, you want to be able to do something that you're passionate about, not something that you just said, oh, it's going to give me money, I'm going to do it. It has to have passion behind it too. I don't do anything that I'm not passionate about, absolutely. So I said, what am I passionate about? I said, okay. So the lash strips are extension of my lash extension service. So I added that on. And I love head wraps. I think they're absolutely adorable. So I added that on. And makeup brushes. They're cute. They're absolutely adorable. I love them. I love makeup. I sit there for hours and watch makeup videos. So I added that on. So I just wanted to make sure it was basically, I wanted to add on fashion and beauty accessories. So to extend my brand. So that's what I did. So I started going to the pop-ups and I have products now. So that's also part of my brand. So this is, I'm slowly but surely getting myself out there, getting better. And this is actually the anniversary of my 2 years being in business. The first year, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, I was struggle bus city. I didn't know anything. I was getting my feet wet. I was getting out there and I was getting sad and frustrated that I wasn't making any sales. I wasn't getting any clients. I just was really out there trying in these streets. You know, I was really trying. I really was. And I was really, really trying. But when I tell you the second year, it's so much better. So much better. The first year, it was more of a growing pain. But when I tell you, this second year is so much better, and I've added on to my brand even more so. You know, I've added the podcast to my brand because I actually really enjoy doing podcasts. It's also another way to extend your brand, you know, and it's another way to, like I said, to talk to the people, get your name out there, to be people. Let me tell you this, and this is like a gem. People buy from people, not just buy the item. They want to know who you are. Don't hide behind your brand. Be up and forefront. Because the moment that I stopped hiding behind my brand, the moment I started doing more videos, the moment I started posting more pictures, the moment I started being loud, the moment I was really loud or start being more out there, is the moment that I started seeing an increase in things. No, I'm not going to say I'm where I need to be. No, I'm not 100% satisfied, but you should never be satisfied. I know I have more work to do. I know I have more growing to do, but I'm a lot more satisfied this year than I was when I first started. And then I added the kink shop. Baby, when I tell you, I love it. I love it. I love the kink shop, being a consultant there, just as much as I love my own personalized business. It's like I joined at the right time. I'm part of the exec team. It's like I have a lot of say in what's going on. And even for my own particular brand part of it, I have a lot of say as well. So it's like I have my own, it feel like it's my own baby as well, because it is. So even that add-on is something I'm passionate about. And also, it's also we're adding makeup. We added fitness line to it, because I don't know if you guys knew, but I used to be a former Zumba instructor, so that's really cool too. And I'm back on that weight loss journey. Skip all the way back to episode one with the struggle. I'm doing pretty good. If you haven't noticed, I'm doing well, especially with the detox teas and everything they added that on. I'm doing well. It's I can't really complain too much. I went from a size 16, I'm down to a size 12. I'm happy with that right now, but hey, I want to get down to size 10. I want to be a foxy size 10. So I still got some work to do with that, but I'm going strong. But all this to say, a business is not easy. It's not, especially for me. I mean, like I said, I did not have a brand at first. If you have a brand, you have a following, you have people that like really ride for you, it's going to be a little easier for you. But for me, that don't have that brand, don't have that following, I don't have people that's like, don't get me wrong, I have my ride or daughters, and I have those people that do look out for me, but it's not as major as other people. Like for me, mostly, I'm gonna be honest with you, I do have people that I know personally that buy from me, but when I say 80% of my sales are from people that I don't know or knew along the way. These are people I network with and people I've never met face to face that I don't know, and that's 80% of those people. 80% of people that buy from me or service with me or whatever have you, I do not know or did not know or have never met over the phone. I mean, other than phone or internet, I have never met with them face to face. I didn't grow up with them. I didn't go to school with them. You know, they're not particularly known to me. I've known them along the way, or they found me, or I've advertised my ass off and got them. The other 20%, like I said, yes, they are my family, friends, cousins, people that support me, which I absolutely adore them, and I'm very grateful. But that's 20%. The other 80 came from me grinding. Some people it's the other way around. Some people have it 80% of their sales come from people they know, people they knew face to face, people that family, friends. Some people are just fortunate like that. So those people don't understand the actual grind that it takes to be a business owner, that you have to really be out there promoting the mess out of yourself. And honestly, people have to see you at least 7 times before they feel comfortable enough to buy from you. And also, it takes 100 views to your website to get one sale, they say. They say only like 3%, 1 to 3% of the people that come to your site actually going to buy from your site. Okay, so what does that tell you? You have to be out there. You have to be loud. And I have been a lot louder this second year of business than I was in 2018 when I first started. My business officially started in July of 2018. July 18, 2018 is when my business started. I'm just now seeing the fruits, the real fruits. I'm really just now seeing stuff. Like, I could actually now put business money aside, or I could actually say, oh wow, I can see the profits this month. You know, like, sometimes I know I put more into my business because I'm restocking like crazy. Like, I would sell out on stuff and I have to restock or redo or re-up. But this is the first time I could say, like, I have wiggle room. And I'm very happy about that. And I'm even more happy about the next 2 years. Like, where am I going to be 4 years from now? Where am I going to be 5 years from now? Where's my business going to be 10 years from now? I'm excited. And, you know, each year is growth. And I'm so excited that I decided to invest in myself and my business this year. Got a team, you know, got a business coach, got things going for myself that I could actually do that. So that's just to say that owning a business is not easy. It doesn't happen overnight. You're going to have people that you think are going to support you that may not. They may. You may be one of the fortunate few that, like me, I have the 80 that don't know me and the 20 that do. You might be the opposite. You might have 80% that do know you and the 20% that don't. It may be better for you. It may be different. Like I said, some people actually do have a brand before they start. There's ups and downs. There's all kinds of, you got to deal with people's emotions. You got to deal with people's personalities. But it's things you have to do. You have to stay professional, because that's another thing, maybe for another episode. They say that Black people don't have customer service. I have been a customer service rep since I was 17, or somewhat in this customer service one way or the other. So I understand what to do with certain things, but also you're not gonna fool me either. My name is not Boo Boo the Fool. I can really try my best to weed out people. It is what it is. I'm trying my best to make sure that my business is protected. I gotta make sure, if I feel a bad vibe from somebody, I'm not going to take them as a client. Like, if it's for nail, especially for nail and lashes, oh my goodness, if I feel a bad vibe from you, no, I'm not going to do your nails. No, I'm not going to do your lashes. When it comes to sales on, like, you know, my website, I can't really control that. I don't feel people's vibes when they touch their computer. I don't speak to them, so I wouldn't know. But mostly I've been blessed. You know, I bless my business. I pray on my business. I make sure that even when I even bless my business cards, you know, like, I really try to incorporate God in my business, because without him, I wouldn't even have a business. I wouldn't even be here, but that's another story. But that's what I wanted to talk about today. People talk about Nick Cannon, people talking about businesses, and, you know, a lot of people are owning businesses, and that's really cool, but you got to make sure you do that groundwork. You can't just make a post and expect people just to, you know, support you and be on board. It's a lot of work that goes into it. It's a lot of things you have to do. It's a lot of hours you got to put into it. It's a lot of things. You know how many apps I have? You only wonder how many apps I have just to post and make sure that things look legit when I do things. It's crazy, you know, websites and designing and, oh gosh, it's crazy. It's so many things I learned this year that I wasn't doing that might have been hindering me before. But I know there's more things I need to learn. There's things that I'm learning now that I'm like, oh wow, that's cool. Oh wow, that's cool. And I'm learning from other established business owners. And I'm adding on. I'm soaking it all up. So hopefully next year when I talk about my 3-year mark, it's even better than this year. And I'm waiting. I'm so ready for it. And I'm really thankful. So that's the episode for this week. I'm really trying to keep it short and sweet. I'll be back with the closing remarks, guys. Hey, what's going on? It's CeCe, and I'm back with the closing remarks. I'm hoping that I didn't rant too much, but it's just things I want to talk about with my business and certain things here and there. I mean, I will do other business episodes with other people and maybe share more insights on business, because I know a lot of people that probably listen to me have businesses, and hopefully maybe you learn something. Or shoot, if you got some gems for me, you could drop that too. From the mind of CeCe at gmail.com. You already know that CeCe is spelled C-E-C-E. If you want any comments or have any comments, suggestions, you want to be a guest, or you want to talk about promos, that's where you should go. From the mind of CeCe at gmail.com. Also, don't forget, From the mind of CeCe is on Instagram and Facebook under the same name. Don't forget my other businesses, which is Slay by Miss CeCe, SlayByMzCeCe.com, and also by that handle on mostly shoot all social media platforms. I think I'm on all of them: Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter. I'm on all of them, and it's all under Slay by Miss CeCe. Also, my other business, my other baby, which is CeCe's Kink Shop. That's CeCe's Kink Shop, CeCeskinkShop.com. I'm also under that same name on Instagram. I'm also on that same name on Twitter. I'm trying to get more social media stat on that particular thing, but those are three I'm focusing on right now. And I'm on Facebook too. So I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under CeCe's Kink Shop. And of course, that website as well. Thank you for listening. And I'll speak to you guys next time. Be safe and be best.